Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I know you know the phrase, having it all. You know, where you can be a superstar in your job, in your life, with your significant other and your children, of course. But you're saying that's impossible. You can't do it, and you feel like maybe it's just you. Well, I want you to hang on and meet Heather Nichols, a movement and meditation consultant, a business facilitator, somebody who says this is all baloney. Very refreshing. Heather, welcome to America Weekend. I'm very happy to hear this is baloney.
Thank you for having me.
What brings you to this conclusion? Tell me why you are saying publicly out in the world now, this is not possible, and how we can reframe this idea.
Yeah, well, I just was somebody who wasn't willing to have that as my life, that I couldn't really have a full life with my kids and my partner and my business and my friends and travel the world. And so I just started creating it and realized that the more I tried to balance what was, you know, the different sort of parts of my life, the less fun and the less happy I was. And realized once I let it all sort of just contribute, like everything contribute to everything else, everything expanded.
You know, as you're speaking, I have a visual image I want to share with you because I love food and I'm thinking of a plate where people are they have their vegetables on the left side and they have their meat on the right side and they have their potatoes on the bottom. Everything is in a little space. And the way you're describing it is this wonderful, rich stew where everything's kind of together. The flavors are intermingling and it's all very rich in one pot. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. I would say that's how my life is.
So as you're out and about in the world and you have a lot going on, you're a facilitator for Joy of Business, you're a speaker, you're a consultant, you have, as you said, obviously a personal life. Without compartmentalizing, how do all these elements come together to bring you more of a relaxed, joyful experience?
Well, I think the main thing is that I really don't try to keep anything separate anymore. So I might be on a conference call and going to pick up my kids from school. And it's not that I'm going to then ignore my kids, but they get it that, you know, my life is full and I do multitask and I don't think that multitasking is necessarily a bad thing. So then it just gives me a little bit more time to work and then it gives me a little bit more time with them. And then we might go home and play for a half an hour and then I might work a little bit more and then, you know, play a little bit more and then, you know, just like really letting everything pop into my world when it's time and just really saying yes to things that show up in my life that are fun.
Mm-hmm. Fun. And that's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really what it's about for me is that if I'm not having fun with my business and with what I'm doing in the world and my children. And it's something is not right in my life. And I have found that the more fun I have with my business and with my life, the more successful my business becomes, the happier, of course, I get, the happier my kids are and my partner. And
As you navigate people in business, in that culture, do you feel that there is a shift occurring? Because years ago, having fun was the opposite of what work was, right? You're not supposed to go to work for fun. That will be part of the way you were trained. This is not a place to have fun. Do you see that shift happening now across business enterprises that you're involved with?
I do actually. And, you know, people that I work with are choosing that. Like they're looking for something really different. And I know, like when I was a kid, I would sort of look at people who were in the business world and I wondered, well, why would they spend most of their waking hours doing something that wasn't fun? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I got older, it was sort of like, well, because that's how it is. But it turns out it doesn't have to be. And I find that more people are choosing that and just looking for a different possibility that includes all of them.
So in your speaking engagements and in your consultancy work, you talk about tools that people can integrate into their lives. Let's talk about some of these tools, beginning with the start of your day.
Yes. Well, I like to play a lot with asking questions. To me, questions are the sort of the beginning of innovation in business, and really, that's what innovative businesses do, is they're curious, and people ask questions and wonder what else they could create that hasn't been created before. One of the things I do is start every day, and I just sort of talk to my business and say, "Hey, what can I contribute to you today? Where is my attention required today?" And what's amazing is that I've found that sometimes it might be on something that isn't technically a part of my business. It might be another part of my life, like moving my body or going for a hike or something like that. And I'll go for a hike, and then I'll have a million ideas pop into my head about, what else I could create in my business. So really just asking, hey, where is my attention required today and even right now?
Right. Well, you bring up the idea of movement, which is also very important to you as a movement and meditation consultant. You integrate that into your day. Tell me a little bit about how you utilize yoga or whatever exercise you're doing.
Yeah. For me, I'm not happy if my body isn't healthy and moving. And I've been a dance and yoga teacher for many, many years. And so I also ask every day, what would be fun for me? How would it be fun for me to move today? And it might be going to a yoga class, it might be going for a run or a hike, or dancing. And just including my body in my business and my life so that it's because it's part of it. If we're not, we could have a really amazing, thriving business, but if our bodies are not healthy and happy and we don't feel good in our bodies, we don't really get to enjoy anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. And joy is the word of this particular conversation we're having because you're also a facilitator of Joy of Business.
Yeah.
That is an international organization. There are facilitators all over the world. What are you finding, Heather Nichols, when you go out into the population? What is the biggest complaint for people that you come across?
I would say the biggest complaint is not enough time. And I would say two things: not enough time and not enough income coming in their businesses. And people just really asking for more and feeling a little bit stuck around how to create that.
That's very true. I would agree with that 100%. So, how can you help these people through finding internal joy and feeling good about themselves?
Yeah, well, really getting one of the things we do with the Joy of Business work is we have some really powerful tools for just sort of clearing out the muck. So that if, because a lot of times it's just the points of view and the judgments that we have about business and our own businesses that really get us stuck in a rut. So where we start is actually, hey, let's get clear on what all that is so that you can clear it out and not have that run your life and your business anymore. And then there's just space that opens up for people to get creative and to really start to have more energy and to just create new things in their businesses that ends up, bringing them more income and a sense of play and joy and fun.
I agree with that. And I think you just said it very well, creating space. And sometimes, in my experience, it's you're on a treadmill and you don't have the time to really allow different ideas and concepts coming into your mind. So everything you're saying makes perfect sense. I love the idea of movement because that does get the oxygen flowing and you start to think a little bit differently. In the remaining moment that we have or two, Heather, let's talk about how you can really open up, change your outlook. And even though we don't want to say you can have it all, how can we find at least the joy of living a full life?
Well, I would say if something isn't fun for you, then maybe look at change, either changing it or, not having that, whatever that might be in your business anymore. And really looking at what would actually be fun for you to be doing every day, for you to be creating in your business, and what's required. And if you look at it from the perspective of your whole life, then it might be a change in your relationship, or it might be a change in how you run your household or how you show up with your kids. That would be the thing that could really change your business. You just never know what's going to create change in other areas of your life.
It's a holistic experience.
Yes.
How can people find you?
My website is heathernichols.com, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. And there is also the Joy of Business website, which is www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time today, Heather Nichols.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is the Envision Radio Network.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic silver medalist reached a Grand Slam semifinal every year from 1985 to 1995. Her 1990 U.S. Open win is the first Grand Slam title for Argentina.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 1990 U.S. Open women's champion, Gabriela Sabatini.
So where is Gabriela Sabatini now? Well, Gabby lives in Buenos Aires, where she keeps herself busy investing in real estate. She has her own line of perfumes, which has grown to an astounding 16 fragrances. Gabby's guarded about her personal life, although it sounds like she gave Jon Stewart a shot on national television.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No?
What, you want to go up?
Sounds like a winning match for Gabriela Sabatini. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The next time you eat a steak or suck the meat off a chicken bone, consider this job posting from the USDA trolling for a food inspector. Quote, food inspectors are involved in post-mortem inspections of animals or poultry. The inspector must stand on slippery and uneven floors while performing the inspection of animal carcasses and body parts, which are pulled by a mechanized chain through the plant. Water of 180 degrees Fahrenheit and high-voltage electrical stimulators are in the inspector's proximity. Viscera inspection activities require the USDA inspector to palpate and slice organs while standing at a moving table. In addition, the inspection work requires the ability to detect product abnormalities through smell. Who says old-fashioned USDA work isn't fun? This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.